Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday, December 13th meeting of the Aurora Grande City Council. Could we get a roll call, please?
Councilmember Starton?
Here.
Councilmember Paulding?
Here.
Councilmember Barnett?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem George?
Here.
Mayor Ray Russom?
Here. Would you please silently join me in a moment of reflection? Thank you. And would you please rise if you're able and join me with the flag salute?
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 5 is our agenda review. So for 5A, we don't have any closed session announcements. Do we need to read this though, as it's listed?
We do have some closed session announcements from the special meetings.
Okay.
Oh,
right. There's the underwater song we're waiting for.
Our city attorney will be on here momentarily.
I'm on. Thank you, Madam Mayor. There is no action to report from the special closed session meetings of November 29th and December 7th. Thank you.
Thank you. And item 5B, we do not have ordinances tonight, so that takes us straight on to our special presentations. So item 6A is our update regarding countywide COVID-19 efforts. City Manager McDonald?
At this point, I really don't have much to report on this item, and I think I'm just happy to be here with your council on this kind of celebratory evening. And so with that, I don't, unless you have any questions, I'll leave it there.
To my left and to my right.
Question, when can we remove that item from the agenda?
Hopefully very soon. I know we've discussed previously that the governor expects to be rescinding the statewide emergency declaration in February. So at that point, I think there wouldn't be any further need unless something else happens between now and then or after that point. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you.
And let's see if the public has any questions or comments regarding countywide COVID-19 efforts. And seeing no one rising here, let's check online.
If any member of the public on Zoom would like to speak, please raise your hand. Madam Mayor, there are no raised hands.
Thank you. Then we'll close that item and move on to 6B. This is City Manager Communications.
Thank you. I'd like to take an opportunity to just note a couple of events that either have passed or are coming up in the future. One being, just wanted to say thank you to our Recreation Services Department for coordinating the holiday parade. This was our inaugural effort in taking on that role as a coordinator and sponsor of the parade. And so I just wanted to say thank you to Sheridan Bolkin, our director, and all of her staff, as well as all of the many volunteers that helped make that happen, and to the community for coming out. I think it was a very successful event. It was great to see everyone, and the floats and different entries were a lot of fun to see. Also wanted to mention, we did have a tree lighting ceremony and snow and other winter related festivities scheduled for the 10th that we needed to cancel because of rain. We have rescheduled that for the 21st. So that is intending to move forward on Wednesday the 21st at 5 p.m. And so we look forward to, fingers crossed, that we will be able to move forward with that event on that day. It is that double-edged thing of we need the rain, and the rain is wonderful and life-giving, and at the same time requires us to be pretty flexible and nimble and move around with our events. So I wanted to highlight that, as well as we do have a mayor's holiday house decorating competition that is going on as well. So hopefully people are taking note of the homes around our community that are decked out in holiday spirit and are participating in that as well. So with that, This is our only meeting this month, and we will see everyone back again in the new year on January 10th. That's it for updates from me.
Questions? I will add on the mayor's challenge that if you see a house that you like and you don't even know who they are, you can go to the city's website, put their address in, and nominate them. So you can self-nominate, or you can nominate somebody that you know, or even somebody that you don't. And on the city's website, we do have a map for what's going on in the city. And I believe Nextdoor has one as well. So get out there and see the wonderful job that people do, including ours. All right, that takes us to item 6C, and it is with great, I don't even know how to describe, the presentation to outgoing council members Jimmy Paulding and Keith Storton, and the opportunity for comments. And I have some notes about their service here before we present them with some plaques. Jimmy has served the city of Arroyo Grande as council member since December 2018 after successfully running in the November 6th, 2018 election. In his capacity as council member, Jimmy represented the city by serving on a variety of regional boards and commissions, including the Air Pollution Control District, Briscoe Halcyon Interchange Subcommittee, Reach Slow Advisory Commission, San Luis Obispo Council of Governments, and the Regional Transit Authority, and the American Rescue Plan Act Funds Allocation Subcommittee. Keith has served the city of Arroyo Grande as council member since December 2018 after successfully running in the November 8th, 2022. Keith also served on the Parks and Recreation Commission for 4 years and on the Architectural Review Committee for 2 years. In his capacity as council member, Keith represented the city by serving on a variety of regional boards and commissions, including the Five Cities Fire Authority Board, Integrated Waste Management Authority Board, Briscoe Halcyon Interchange Subcommittee, and the Governmental Affairs Committee. During Jimmy and Keith's tenure on the City Council, they were instrumental in the consideration of a number of important community issues, projects, housing, and economic development initiatives. Just a few of those include, buckle up, guidance and direction during the COVID-19 pandemic, including approval of COVID relief programs, direction regarding Five Cities Fire Services, renaming and dedication of the Mark M. Millis Community Center, direction regarding development opportunities on Fay Avenue, approval of funding for the Five Cities Homeless Coalition's Warming Center, direction regarding Briscoe Halcyon Interchange Project, approval of replacement of radio equipment and purchase of ballistic helmets for police, approval of a city strategic plan, approval of a voter opinion, this is like a walk down memory lane, isn't it? Voter opinion survey and placed a 1 cent sales tax measure on the November 8th, 2022 ballot. Approval of the MOA for the Central Coast Blue Regional Recycled Water Project with the cities of Pismo Beach and Grover Beach. Approval of a JPA for Central Coast Blue Regional Recycled Water Project. Held public hearings and adopted an ordinance transitioning the city to bi-district elections. Adoption of an ordinance prohibiting the sale and distribution of electronic cigarettes. Approval of Wi-Fi service at Elm Street Park for distance learning use. Acceptance of the completed Bridge Street Bridge Rehabilitation Project. Appointment of the city manager and assistant city manager. Adoption of the housing element update. Adoption of the flag display policy. Approval of pedestrian crossing enhancement. Allocation of American Rescue Act funds. Approval of circulation element. Renaming and dedication of the Bo D. Pryor Memorial Park. Declaration of Stage 1 Water Shortage Emergency. Approval of Elm Street Inclusive Playground Project. Acceptance of emergency storm drain repairs on El Camino Real. Adoption of water and wastewater rate study increase. Approval of amendment with the IWMA, that's the Integrated Waste Management Authority. Approval of Parklets Program. Approval of public art project at Strother Park Basketball Court. Oh my goodness. Adoption of a diversity, equity, inclusion, and justice policy. Adoption of an ordinance to comply with the SB 1383 Cal Recycle mandates. Approval of local road safety plan. Acceptance of Castillo Del Mar extension project improvements, adoption of, there's a lot of stuff. I'm going to skip to the end, okay? These elected officials have worked diligently to ensure that the city provides a high level of service to its citizens and that the public safety provided to the community is exceptional. Now, it says here that there are opportunities for comments. So how about we start with you gentlemen, and in no particular order,
Councilor Paulding, would you like to go first? And then we'll...
No, I'll let you.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor, for the kind remarks and for that reminder of all the work that we've been doing together. The reality is that you all have a great city team, from our council on down to our staff, our city managers, both Whitney McDonald and our assistant city manager, Bill Robeson, and our director team, and everybody that works within the organization. And so I'm just so proud to have had the opportunity to work for the last 4 years with all these amazing people. Going down the list here, I want to thank my lovely wife, Kendra, who's sitting right here in the second row, for supporting me along the way through all the challenges that we've had and opportunities. I want to say congratulations to the new members of the City Council, obviously to the mayor for getting reelected and doing such a great job, and to Kate Seacrest and Jim Guthrie. I know that you will do a great job for our city, and I want all our residents to know that we are truly in good hands. One of the observations I have about how this particular City Council was able to achieve all that stuff was that we worked together in a civil way, in a respectful way, that we all kind of strive to build consensus and work together as a team. And I think that that's one of our ingredients to the success that we've had together. And that's also one of the things I hope to bring to our Board of Supervisors when I start my new role as supervisor in January. Finally, I just want to say that I look forward to continuing to work for all of you in that capacity and with the new Aurora Grande City Council and staff, because the city of Aurora Grande will be the largest city in my district. So thank you all so much to the community members that have engaged in the process throughout my tenure on the City Council as well. You know who you are. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
You're very articulate. You should run for higher office. I have a few people I'd like to thank as well. First, I'd like to thank my wife, Tina, who's sitting next to Kendra. Just appreciate her putting up with a lot of the things that I have chose to do throughout my life. She's been very supportive, and this is one thing she's been supportive as well. Every once in a while, she might hear some of the things that were on the list and provide me with counsel along the way. But just thank you very much, Tina. I love you. To my boys, Casey and Cameron, who aren't here, they're young adults doing their young adult things, but an inspiration for me. My mom passed 2 years ago, but was very encouraging to me to pursue things that I enjoyed, and I know she was happy when I got elected. To my stepmom, Cheryl, and my father, Tim, who are in the audience in the back, both of them have encouraged me to work hard and have told me to give everything I have in what I do, and they lead by example for me. I want to thank Piper. Piper's here. She was my campaign manager and just supported me for the last 4 years and took me out for coffee and paid for it every once in a while just to talk about stuff going on. So Piper, thank you so much. To the Aurora Grande staff, Whitney, I think one of the biggest decisions I made was being a part of the decision to hire you as our city manager, and just appreciate that work. Bill, the same thing. The two of you work together well, and I just appreciate the professionalism and expertise that you offer to the city. And I'm just amazed at what you have to offer and will continue to offer. I would like to thank Tim Carmel, our city attorney, who I adore and have known for a long time and has been with our community for many, many years. Not that he's that old, but you know, he's been here and so helpful to all of us as we've deliberated and have gone through many issues, and I appreciate his expertise. To all the department heads and the city employees, you really have to realize what a great community we have and the work that is done on a day-to-day basis. We sit up here and make decisions a couple times a month, attend events, but the real work goes on at the city level, day-to-day, operationally, and sometimes we take it for granted and we don't realize the value that those city employees offer to the services that are very superior for our community. I just want to thank personally, Jessica, Kendra, and Sarah, as well as Kelly Wetmore, our retired city clerk, dealt with them a lot, just operationally for making sure we're coordinated, have everything we need and the things that we do. So I appreciate the work that they've provided towards us. I do want to thank the citizens that have allowed me to serve. I want to congratulate Jim, Kate, and certainly the mayor for their elections. And I know they will serve this community proudly. On a personal note, I just want to say to each of you, Kristen, you are Miss Arroyo Grande. Everything you do is Arroyo Grande-centric, and you love this community, and it shows, and thank you for that. Lon, you're probably the hardest working person I know. I don't know how busy, I mean, you are so busy with this council, then your personal life, the businesses that you have going on, you are just nonstop, and thank you for your dedication. To the mayor, you are probably one of the strongest political influences I have ever had in my life. The way you run these meetings, we've had many difficult, emotional, frustrating meetings. The public comes in, some people are angry, but the way you control the meetings, provide people with the opportunity to express themselves and be heard, you do it in such a compassionate way and run your meetings very effectively. Thank you for your leadership. For Jimmy, I am so glad you lost the supervisor race 4 years ago. not only have I've developed a friendship with Jimmy, like somebody who I completely respect, somebody who I am so proud has taken this leadership role in our community and represents a movement of younger people that we need. And I'm just proud to call you my friend, and I'm so glad I got to work with you on this council. A couple more things. I did make a few notes, as I usually do. When I ran for office, I promised myself three things, and there's a page that I keep in the back of my notebook. I'm kind of old school. I have 11 volumes of these books that I've written over 4 years of questions and answers and meetings and notes and everything that touched my political life here in the city. But I had this one page that I wrote up when I ran for office to remind myself why I ran for office. And there's three words on this page that I want to refer to that really make me feel like I've accomplished what I wanted to. And the three words are civility, teamwork, and trust. And with this group specifically, we have accomplished all those goals. We have come together in a way that civility, teamwork, and trust was built into this unit to where I hope that we are an example of the way a political unit should operate and discuss issues and come together and be rational and be concerning and be willing to throw ideas off of each other back and forth. There are several times where I changed my opinion as a result of these conversations that I've had with these people. There are conversations I've had with citizens that have come to the dais and have completely come here with an open mind of wanting to listen and make my decisions situationally, not based on partisan politics. So I really appreciate this unit coming together. I have never worked with a group of people that are so cohesive and willing to work hard, do their research, ask great questions, and come to conclusions. And I really appreciate this experience. It was very, very meaningful. One more thing I'd like to share. I tried to come up with some kind of TV quote or famous saying that I wanted to end my time with, but I actually created my own little thing I put together. I read it to my wife. I'm not sure if she actually felt there, if it was as impactful to her as it was to me, but I did create it, so I'm going to share it because I have the microphone right now and I can. And after I'm done, I won't anymore and I'll be done. So, but it's about my experience with government. Government and its processes is a journey that is not absolute. It seeks to favor no side over another, yet remain fair to all. A daunting task, but worthy of attempt. Government is a process of imperfect people looking for perfect answers, knowing full well that's impossible. It's a daunting task, but worthy of attempt. Our only failure, the failure of all of us, is to not care, not try, not participate, not understand. For when all of us care, try, participate, and understand, the journey becomes less daunting, but more worthy, moving us closer to fairness, perfection, and possibilities. So thank you very much for this experience. I'm very proud to be a citizen of Arroyo Grande.
Thank you, sir.
And you might want to turn that one. I don't know.
I'm quite sure the council will have things to say, but let's go ahead and do public comment first. So let's go ahead and open it up to public comment.
Good evening, council and mayor. And first off, Senator Laird wants to congratulate those who won their respective elections to remain on the dais, return to the dais, and then for the first time step up to the dais to serve the residents of Royal Grande and his shared constituents. But I'm here at this moment on behalf of Senator Laird to thank those who will be leaving the dais very soon, Councilmember Paulding and Councilmember Sorden. Senator Laird has enjoyed working with both of you in your respective time over the past 4 years. And yeah, obviously, Councilmember Paulding, he looks forward to working with you in your new capacity on the County Board of Supervisors on issues at that level, too. And I know you've had a lot of good conversations with the senator preparing for that role, and he has a lot of confidence that you'll succeed, just as you have on the council. But Councilmember Sorden, so as you know, the senator had served on a city council in the past, too, so he doesn't take lightly the role that you've been doing over the past 4 years, especially during a pandemic, which is always fun to rise up to the challenge, too, but you definitely have been doing that, and it's something that, obviously, you probably, you know, are getting some many thanks tonight, too, but you really should appreciate all the thanks that people have been sharing with you over the past 4 years, too. It's not always the job that people understand that you get appreciated for publicly, but all the different work that you've started during your time in 4 years on the city council will come to fruition, and you'll understand how important impacts you're making on all those votes. That it's nice when the city council gets to have the chronicle, actually, because that is quite a bit of work that you were a part of too. And so he hopes that you will actually get to, you know, when you take a step back into the private life, appreciate all the work that you've done, and then see the future council continue that great legacy as well. So on behalf of Senator Laird, I do have official Senate recognitions thanking both of you for your service that I'd like to give to both of you. And congratulations on continuing your service and returning back to the private life, enjoying with your wife and your family.
Would anyone else like to come up? Okay, seeing no one in chambers, let's look online.
If any member of the public on Zoom would like to speak, please raise your hand. Madam Mayor, there are no raised hands.
Thank you. Then I'll close public comment and bring it back around to the council. Would anyone like to say something?
Yes, please. Thank you. I wrote down my comments just because I wanted to make sure I didn't forget something or get off track. So I was going through old council documents and keepsakes about a month ago, and I came across a really nice note that the mayor had written me after our reorganization meeting in December of 2018, when Councilmember Paulding and Storton were elected, and the mayor was elected. And she said she was looking forward to the work that was ahead of us and happy to serve the city, and in 2018, that this was an exciting year of the election. At the end of the note, she said, quote, "I am confident this new council will become one of the ones referred to as the gold standard." I remember reading this at the time and crossing my fingers that she was correct. I had a feeling that it would be a good group, but you really don't know until you get up here and you make some hard decisions and you have different opinions and you try to build consensus. And I didn't know how the council dynamics would play out in real time. But our hunch was dead on. Who knew that just over a year later, we'd be working very hard through a pandemic and facing issues literally no one could have ever imagined. Remote meetings via speakerphone at first, then Zoom, then the parklets, lockdowns, etc. I've worked with many a council member and a mayor in my tenure, but I will admit that this collective bunch has been an absolute dream to work with. We don't always agree, but we do our homework and we come prepared to discuss and collaborate on the issues important to AG. Councilmember Storton and Councilmember Paulding are definitely, absolutely the gold standard in public servants. And I'm not sure AG residents know how lucky they and we were to serve with them and have them represent our city. They will be absolutely missed. I take comfort in knowing that they still live here and hopefully will come to the podium to provide public comment on issues that are important to them or when they know that we're doing it all wrong. Thank you to the both of them for a job very, very well done.
And Councilmember, Mayor Pro Tem.
I don't have anything prepared. I've been dreading this day for quite some time. It's really difficult because this is the only council I know. It's not like I've had councils in the past. I've worked with other people in the past, but no one quite like Councilmember Storton and Councilmember Paulding. Councilmember Storton, I will miss your dad jokes more than you will know. You have always had the ability to cut tension in a room and bring light and relief where a lot of times it's needed. You have been my sounding board for when I'm very frustrated. I know I can call you and you'll calm me down. You have a piece about you that resonates through you and into me when I talk to you, and for that I am so grateful to have served with you. You are a collective reasoning human being, and working beside you, making policy with you, has been I've learned a lot from you, and I've learned a lot from you, and I'll leave it at that. But thank you so much. It has been an honor to serve with you, and I'm not going to say I'm going to miss you, because I'm sure that we will find other ways to get together and have coffee and beer and drink and have fun. Anyway, so thank you. Thank you. Mr. Paulding, I have no words for my feelings for you, because you immediately, when I started to work with you, I just felt like you understood me. You understood what I wanted. You understood my needs, and you were able to articulate what I couldn't articulate so many times. I was new to council, and you were new to council, but for some reason, when I worked with you, I was able to find my way. And for that, I'm so appreciative of you, and I've learned so much from you. I am so happy you're going to be on the supervisor board, and you are going to represent us, and I know you're going to do great work. So thank you. I know I've said a lot to you guys privately, and I'll just leave it at that for tonight, but thank you.
So, gentlemen, I think Kristen really put together what I would like to say, and so I'm going to speak to the public rather than you. I think that a lot has been said to the public. You might notice these gold bars sitting here, and this is referring back to that letter that Kristen read to you from 4 years ago. And I was sitting here as they were talking. I didn't prepare anything tonight. I never do. I always speak straight from the heart, and I don't pre-prepare anything. So I think that's a little bit of how you get to know me as me. At any rate, I was sitting here thinking, how many councils have I worked with? And I think this is council number 5 for me, plus the Board of Supervisors and SLOCOG and EVC and IWMA and APCD, and you start racking them off, and I probably got 15 or 20 groups that I've worked with in all my years of service. And I have sat, I've seen the spectrum. I've seen on the other side, sitting at meetings, and I will not say which ones because you might be able to ferret out who it was, but that was back in the days that we didn't have iPads, and we had our packets were supposed to be put in 3-hole binders, so they were punched. So someone would open it up and they would crack because they hadn't even been opened prior to the meeting. And this council is the exact opposite. And I can tell you, all 5, but certainly these 2, and I know that this is a skill Jimmy's going to take up to the Board of Supervisors, of how well-prepared and well-studied you both are. And you come in different ways. Keith has got his spiral binder, because he's old school. And Jimmy's got his computer, and it's all got 10 million windows open, and he's done all his research, too. That's what good government looks like. It's not, and we talk about how cohesive this group is. It's not that we agreed on everything. We most certainly did not. But I think what this group showed Arroyo Grande, and I hope that, you know, again, Jimmy will take this up to the Board of Supervisors. We will carry it forward with the new group, that we come up here and we truly deliberate. We come and we are prepared, and we're prepared to talk, and we're prepared to tear something apart and pull it out of pieces and put it back together again, and do the best we can to put 5 heads together to make the best decision that is possible. And then
if something doesn't go our way, then you move on to the next item and you approach it with the same vigor and the same civility and the same study on each and every one. And I think that's the level of civility that everyone is speaking about. So I will truly miss the both of you. I know that the public will enjoy. You'll find something to do, Kate, I'm sure. And Jimmy, you have untold adventures in front of you. I know that I can tell you it's not what you expect, and it's exactly what you expect, both. So I look forward to working with you one-on-one. I'm sure there will be many occasions where we get to do that, and it'll be really fun to watch you grow in your next iteration. And so with that, let us move on to our swearing-in ceremony of the Declaration of Results of the November 8th, 2022 Consolidated General Municipal Election.
Thank you. Madam Mayor and City Council, on November 8th, 2022, the Consolidated General Municipal Election was held in the City of Arroyo Grande to elect a mayor, one City Council member for District 1, and one City Council member for District 4. Total voter registration for the city was 13,196. The number of total ballots cast was 9,170, resulting in a 69.49% voter turnout. The county clerk recorder has conducted the official canvass of the returns of the votes cast in the election and has certified the results. For the mayor seat, Karen Ray Ressam received the highest number of votes and is re-elected as mayor for the next two-year term. For the District 1 council member seat, Kathleen Seacrest ran unopposed and is elected as District 1 member of the City Council for a four-year term. For the District 4 council member seat, James Guthrie received the highest number of votes and is elected as District 4 member of the City Council for a four-year term. Measure D22, a ballot measure asking voters if the city shall be authorized to increase the transaction and use, also known as a sales tax, by 1% to fund maintenance and repair of streets, sidewalks, stormwater, and drainage facilities, and for other city programs and facilities, did not receive a yes vote of 50% plus one, and therefore did not pass. It is recommended at this time that the council adopt a resolution declaring the results of the general municipal election and the final certificates of the canvas. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions to my right and to my left? All right, then let's go ahead and open up public comment. Would anyone like to come forward and speak on the item about the consolidated general municipal election results? And seeing no one live, can we check, or in person, let's check online.
If any member of the public on Zoom would like to speak, please raise your hand. If you're calling in by phone, please dial *9 to raise your hand. Madam Mayor, there are no raised hands.
Thank you. So let's bring this back around for council comment and or action.
In my last official act, I'd like to move adopt a resolution declaring the official results of the general municipal election held on November 8th, 2022, and the final certificates of the canvas.
I will second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Can we get a roll call, please?
Councilmember Storton.
Yes.
Councilmember Paulding.
Yes.
Councilmember Barnage.
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem George.
Yes.
Mayor Ray Ressam.
Yes. And that takes us to item 6E. The swearing-in ceremony and seating of newly elected officers.
All right. Okay, if the two individuals can join me at the front. I'm going to try to stand right here so that we can hear us, so we can stand right here. Sorry. Okay, raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Karen
Ray Ressam. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States, to the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of California, and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation, or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge, the duties upon which I'm about to enter. Thank you. Congratulations.
All right, everyone. So now that we have officially reorganized, now you get what the reorganizing was, right? This is the time where we're going to get some comments from our new council members and perhaps a short one from myself. But I won't take too long because we've got some cake over there that people are waiting for, and we'll take a quick recess to have a reception for this before we get down to business again. So again, without further ado, ladies first.
We'll get it figured out. Although I do a fair amount of speaking, I'm a little bit nervous, so I did bring notes. It's an honor and a privilege, and I have to say, as of 6 months ago, if you had told me I would be sitting here as a sworn or a Grande City Council person, I would say it's a surprise. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to problem solve and do good work out in the community with this amazing council and this fabulous staff. They're all very impressive. Mr. Paulding leaves some big shoes. I'll try my best to fill them. Thank you to my wonderful family, Team Seacrest, Team Starzel, for their love and support and putting together a very, very quick campaign. And also to Team Paulding for thinking of me in the first place. Thank you.
I want to start by thanking my wife, who is home with our sick dog tonight, for her love and support through not just this endeavor, but many, many past endeavors as well. I also want to thank the voters in District 4 for allowing me to come back for a second shot at this. I'd also like to thank my opponent, Ben Franco, for having the willingness to step forward and put himself out there. It's not easy to run for office, even in a much smaller district, which, by the way, is a whole lot easier than citywide. I'll just add that as well. I'm, of course, looking forward to working with the council here, several of whom I've worked with before, but all of whom I know very well, and looking forward to working with staff, most of whom I don't know that well yet, but look forward to knowing in the future and working with you as well. I'll add here that in the 6 years of being off, I have a new appreciation of how at times frustrating it is for the public to be heard. The 3 minutes at the dais is a very much more difficult thing. 3 minutes at the podium is a much more difficult thing than the time here at the dais. So I do want to note that observation. So again, I'm just looking forward to getting down to business and getting some stuff done. Thank you.
For my part, as you well know, as I told you, I don't pre-think out what I was going to do, and I was so busy doing gifts, I hadn't literally thought about it until we were here at 6 o'clock. And what I really just want to say, as we are about to take a moment to recognize the people past and present, is to just thank Arroyo Grande. That Arroyo Grande continues to put great people here at the dais, and I am grateful that we had a smooth and kind and honest election. I am grateful to the voters to giving me 2 more years to be at the helm here. And I'm grateful above all things to my family who allow me to do this crazy job year after year. This is my 6th election that they have persevered through. So to my wonderful husband, Randy, who is my foundation and my rock, and all things are possible because of him. And to my sons, Caleb and Aaron, and Aaron's right back there, the cute one that looks like me, except for he's much taller and cuter than I am. And to Haley is for supporting Aaron, but the two of you, Caleb and Aaron, just float my boat everywhere for all things. That is what I do, and I do my best to be the best mom and the best mayor I can be. And I approach this job very much like I approach motherhood, where there are tough decisions to be made sometimes. This is not an easy job, and sometimes it involves some bourbon. But in the end, it is truly the most rewarding thing, and I couldn't I hope that people watching at home, I hope that the people who are here are thinking that, wow, these people really love this job. Maybe I could do it. And I genuinely hope that if that flashed through your mind for just a moment, I know that other shoulder said, nah. But please, look up here and see how much joy and satisfaction and camaraderie there can be in this political world. And when you look out there, politics is so scary. But here in Arroyo Grande, we do this right. And I hope that others will be inspired by our service to be the next generation. And I look forward to the next 2 years with this brand new council. And so with this, we will open up to public comment just in case. So let's go ahead. If anybody would like to come to the dais and say anything, please feel free. And seeing no one live, let's check online.
If any member of the public on Zoom would like to speak, please raise your hand. Madam Mayor, there are no raised hands.
Thank you, and I'll close public comment and see if our other two council members would like to say anything.
Just a quick congratulations, and I look forward to working with you. Looking forward to working with the both of you and Jim again. And it's so weird to see Keith and Jimmy in the audience. It's so awkward. I don't know. I can't. It's hard. Anyway, so don't come to too many meetings. It's going to throw me off. So watch them from home or something. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
So everyone, we will invite you to a short reception. So we will have a short break in terms of AGP and the voter or the people watching at home. And I don't know if staff has anything to add to that before we cut the cake.
Thank you. I just thought I would jump in here briefly to both, on behalf of our entire staff, welcome our new council members. We're in this journey together, and we look forward to doing this work together. Councilmember Seacrest, I think, stated it, and you do have some big shoes to fill. I think all of the sentiments that were expressed earlier by council are felt as well by staff, that I really do truly believe that the way that our council has conducted its business is a model for the way government should work. To have five elected people come together and listen to one another and change their minds, it does happen on a fairly regular basis. And I think that you've set the stage and the tone, council members Paulding and Storton, outgoing, but you're always here in our hearts and here physically in the city. We know where you live. We will be asking you for help, and you will not be lost. You have set us on a stage along with your counterparts and your colleagues on the council to really do amazing things in the city. We have an outstanding group of highly dedicated staff members, and your council sets that stage for us. You set the tone and the way that you work together with kindness and respect and toward each other and toward staff. It really makes the work lighter and more fun. So thank you, and we look forward to continuing our work and also continuing our relationships with our citizens who are sitting here, and also, of course, everyone at home as well. So thank you on behalf of staff.
All right, so at this time, the council will take a short break, and then we'll come back after a few minutes of merriment. See that we're on air, but there we go. All right, everyone. Welcome back, and welcome to the new council for 22-24. This takes us to item 7 tonight for city council reports. This will happen monthly.
Madam Mayor, yes, you need to do a roll call.
We do. There it is. It says it right there.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Can we get a roll call, please? Thank you so much.
Councilmember Sechrest.
Here.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Here.
Councilmember Barnidge?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem George?
Here.
Mayor Ray Russom?
Here. Again, City Council reports, we have none. We will report out next time, which takes us to community comments and suggestions. This is the community's chance to come talk to us about items that are not on tonight's agenda. If you come forward, we ask that you keep your comments to 3 minutes and you address the council as one body. So if you would like to comment on items not on tonight's agenda, please come forward.
Good evening, Council, Madam Mayor, staff. My name is Burl Rion. I'm a firefighter from the FCFA, and I'm here on behalf of the Five Cities Firefighter Union, Local 4403. I'm here tonight to inform you on some important and sad news that is going on with the day-to-day operations of your fire department. On Sunday, there were 5 simultaneous calls within 30 minutes, with only 2 companies to respond. Pismo Beach Cal Fire had to come to respond to our citizens' needs. With only 2 companies to respond, over the stormy weekend, the fire department was inundated with a number of calls because of downed trees and power lines. Between the rough hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. on Saturday, our fire department was depleted of resources due to simultaneous calls. With only 2 responding companies, this happens in a matter of minutes and continued for a matter of hours. Once again, the citizens got lucky. Lucky someone's house was not on fire in those hours. Lucky no medical attention was needed. Lucky a traffic collision did not occur. In those hours, your fire department could not answer the calls to 911 that the citizens expected. We should not count on luck. On Friday, December 9th, a simultaneous call was responded to in Oceano from Station 1 in Arroyo Grande. CPR in progress. Our firefighters performed CPR for over 15 minutes before an ambulance came on scene because of the area's added call volume. Sadly, this patient was not saved. This patient was not lucky. Your community needs a fully funded and operational fire department. As we've said this before, their lives depend on it. I am not here today to place blame or shame on why things are the way they are. I am a firefighter who looks to solve problems. As a firefighter, I am part of a team of problem solvers who are all talented in so many different ways. I am asking you today to be a part of the team. I acknowledge the difficult job that you have faced today's time and have nothing but respect for your titles and your positions. Please help us work together to take these challenges head on so that our fire department is stronger and we can provide the best possible service to the community. I'm extremely nervous. I've never spoken in front of the council or the mayor, but I come to you with a heavy heart and sincerity and appreciation for what you do. And thank you for listening.
Would anyone else like to come forward? Okay, seeing no one in house, let's go online.
If any member of the public on Zoom would like to speak, please raise your hand. Madam Mayor, there are no raised hands.
Thank you. So I'll close public comment or community comment and move on to our consent agenda. Tonight, this is collectively items 9A through 9F. Does anyone have any items they would wish to ask questions or pull for separate consideration? All right, seeing none, then let's go ahead and open up public comment on the consent agenda. Would anyone like to speak on this? Seeing no one in house, we'll go online.
If any member of the public on Zoom would like to speak, please raise your hand. Madam Mayor, there are no raised hands.
Thank you. So we'll close public comment and bring this back to the council for deliberation and possible action.
Madam Mayor, I would move approval of items 9A through 9F unless there was a different, someone wanted to pull one of them.
Nobody did.
Sorry. So that's the motion stands.
Second. Second.
Any discussion?
No, thank you.
All right, can we get a roll call, please?
Councilmember Barnidge?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem George?
Yes.
Councilmember Seacrest?
Yes.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
Mayor Mae Russom?
Yes. Items 10 and 11, we have none of no public hearings and no old business. So that takes us to two items of new business. First one is the consideration and selection of Councilmember Barnidge as Mayor Pro Tem.
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor and Council. This item is consideration of selection of Councilmember Barnidge as Mayor Pro Tem for the next 1 year period. In 2002, the City Council established a policy regarding the selection of the Mayor Pro Tem. At that time, the City Council agreed to appoint the Mayor Pro Tem on a 1 year rotational basis by seniority of those members who have not yet served as Mayor Pro Tem. In 2014, the policy was modified so that newly elected and or appointed council members become eligible to serve as Mayor Pro Tem after serving on the City Council for a period of 1 year. Councilmember George has served as Mayor Pro Tem for the 2022 calendar year. Councilmember Seacrest and Guthrie are newly elected City Council members as of the November 8th, 2022 general municipal election. Based on council policy regarding seniority of those members who have not yet served as Mayor Pro Tem and the eligibility of newly elected council members to serve after 1 year on the City Council, Councilmember Barnidge would be the next in line for the position of Mayor Pro Tem for the 2023 calendar year. It is recommended at this time that council consider appointing Councilmember Barnidge as the Mayor Pro Tem for the next 1 year period. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's look to Councilmember Barnidge and see if she's okay with this.
I am. I'm sad to take this away from former Mayor Pro Tem George, actually current Mayor Pro Tem George, but I will gladly serve.
All right. Any questions?
No.
Okay, so let's open it up to the public. We got two public. Would anyone like to speak on this item?
Come on, Mr. Barnich. Let's check. Anyone online like to speak on this item?
If any member of the public on Zoom would like to speak, please raise your hand. Madam Mayor, we have no raised hands.
Thank you. So I'll bring it back around to the council and for discussion and possible action. And since she's going to be helping me out more than anything else, I will go ahead and move that we appoint Councilmember Barnich as the mayor pro tem for the next 1 year period.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All right, can we get a roll call, please?
All right, Mayor Ray Ressa.
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem George.
Yes.
Councilmember Barnich.
Yes.
Councilmember Guthrie.
Yes.
Councilmember Seacrest.
Yes.
Well, that put something on it, didn't it? All right, item 12B. This is our big item of business tonight, discussion and consideration of appointment of council members to regional and local boards and committees. Councilmember Seacrest, I'm not sure if you knew what you were in for when you looked at this list, right? Let's turn it over to our city clerk.
Okay, it's me again. A lot of talking today. good evening. Historically, after each election cycle, the city council makes appointments to the various regional and local boards and committees throughout the region that have council representation. A list of the regional and local boards and committees has been provided in the council's agenda packet, which sets forth the existing appointees as well as vacancies that have occurred due to the results of the November 2022 election. Additionally, in 2020, council approved a council rotational schedule for attendance at the South County Chambers of Commerce monthly Arroyo Grande business meeting. A proposed schedule has also been provided in the agenda packet. At this time, it is recommended the City Council discuss and make appointments or reappointments for the next 2 year period to the regional and local boards and committees with council representation. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, if I could just jump in here. I have a conflict with a couple of, well, not a conflict with a couple of these committees, the Visit SoCal and the city's T-bid, because a limited partnership I'm in owns hotels that are in the county but not in the city. So those two are out for me.
Before we get too deep in here, in the past we've been able to put up a thing on the wall. Do you have anything that we can kind of fill in as we go?
Our spreadsheet master. One moment, we'll pull up the actual appointment list.
Thank you so much. So then we can start discussion. All right, so. Well, let's just start there. So I have been the rep for the T-bid, and unfortunately, due to the state of California changing the time at which we start school and therefore ending school, I am unavailable for that at 3:30 p.m. I don't want to change that time because it would make it harder on the hoteliers, and we don't want to do anything that makes it harder on the hoteliers to serve on that committee. So Councilmember George, would you be willing to flip-flop with me? I could possibly take that once in a while I if nobody else is willing, but
I'm happy to take it. I have experience in marketing, and I'm up while I was on the Visit SoCal, hopefully to continue on Visit SoCal, and they kind of go hand in hand, so I'd be happy to.
Is there anyone who would be willing to step up as her alternate for the T-bid?
When is it?
It's 3:30 p.m. on the fourth Monday of every other month.
I have court on Monday and Tuesday.
I have court on Monday and Tuesday, so those days are going to be off for me.
I'm happy to be the alternate on the T-bid.
All right. And let's, so that we figured out that one, and I'm happy to be your backup on the Visit SoCal one, if possible.
Great.
So with that being settled, let's turn to those who are already on committees, and I've already told you the one I need to shed. I'm happy with the others that I'm serving on, although I'm happy to hear other desires and passions. Councilmember George, are you happy with what you're currently serving on?
I would like to remove myself from the RAC And I'd like to try to see if I can get on the Five Cities Fire Authority. Okay. And I was an alternate for Five Cities Fire Authority, so I'm hoping it'd be a natural progression.
Okay, and then how about you, Mayor Pro Tem?
That's
you, Barnage.
That's me. I'm up. I'm happy with the HSOC and Zone 3 and the Audit Committee, unless someone wants to arm wrestle me and has a burning desire to be one of those. But sort of finally understand how that all works on those boards, so I'd like to stay there if possible.
Okay. So of the ones now that are vacant and or ones that you might have particular passions for that we might discuss giving something up for our new people, what is your desires?
I would be interested in APCD.
Okay.
I think having a legal background would be helpful. I care very much about clean air. I'm willing to look at the science and the data and have an open mind. I know that it meets on, I couldn't tell whether.
It's Wednesdays.
Yes. And my understanding is I think that it's either 8 or 9 in the morning until noon.
9 o'clock.
Yes. So I believe I could do that. And I couldn't tell. One place I looked said that it met every other month, and one place said every month. Either way, I would be able to do that. And I do feel strongly about it if it's open.
Okay. And you're not getting away with just one, Kate.
No, I know. I'm such, and then I had thought I could do the South Kenny Chambers of Commerce, but I didn't understand that was already like an alternative, like we all jump in on that. So I didn't know if the Zone 3 Water Advisory Board was open, or maybe I don't have enough experience. Water, not sure.
Well, do we have
the
to
governmental
rotate?
Affairs? That
there's,
one.
I mean, there's two things for chamber. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. The governmental affairs needs an appointment, so
okay.
That's also the chamber. If you were looking to do a chamber one, that might be one you could do.
We don't know. It meets as needed.
Typically,
so, and if you refer to this will tell you what the.
Typically, the Government Affairs Committee meets on Fridays in the morning at about 8 o'clock. They have been conducting those by Zoom. I'm not sure what their intent is going forward, whether they will be held in person. Can go back and see. I think it may be the third Friday of the month is when those have been held, the Government Affairs Committee meetings at least. And then, as Councilmember George mentioned, there is also an Arroyo Grande business meeting, and that is held the third Wednesday. Third Thursday. And then that's what has rotated to have a council representative present. So just wanted to help if.
On that particular one, Councilmember Barnage and I have conflicts there, so we're not part of the rotation. That's volunteer. So that it was rotating across the other three. So I don't know how you all wanted to do that.
Okay. What's it say?
Well, can it not rotate?
Right.
I mean, is there a reason it has to rotate, or we were just splitting up the duties? I mean, just in case if Kate can make the meeting if she wanted to, I just.
I think that I can.
You okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll put Kate down for both of those. The Arroyo Grande Business Meeting and the Government Affairs Meeting.
What is the schedule on the first one?
The third Thursday of
that
one?
The Arroyo Grande Business Meeting is up on the screen up there, too,
sorry.
To help you out. So the Arroyo Grande Business Meeting is the third Thursday, and the Government Affairs one is the one that's not scheduled regularly. And would anyone like to be the alternate for the Government Affairs Committee?
I could do that. Okay. I'll be the alternate.
What's your passion, Jim?
Well, I have done SLOCOG before, and so I'd be interested in doing that again. I'm really pretty open. I think integrated waste management. I've actually only in the past done one meeting there. And I'd be interested in doing REACH as well.
And I am perfectly happy to have Councilmember George slide over to Five Cities Fire Authority. I cannot make the meeting for that as an alternate, so we would need an alternate to step forward for that. We need an alternate for SLOCOG as well.
I can be the alternate for the Pisces Fire Authority Board.
And I can alternate for SLOCOG.
Okay. And Kristen, are you okay with still being the alternate for IWMA?
That is, yeah.
Waste Management?
Yes. No, I know. I'm just kind of thinking.
I can be the alternate on that's one that I can take a half day now and then if I need to. So.
Okay. I just don't know if it conflicts. Second Wednesday of every month, 9:30. Okay. I think that might conflict with the HSOC.
Third Wednesday, second.
Or it's let me because I'm on the executive committee of the HSOC also, and so that meets every other month, alternate, and it seems like.
I can back up Jim then on that.
Okay. Yeah, because we do have a meeting coming up, so I think that is the same time as that. I think it's the second Wednesday. The exact.
Okay, then we need a backup for APCD.
Well, since I was lucky enough, it's the backup to get to vote on the original dust rule. I'll take that one as well. One time.
Okay. And how about the Briscoe Halcyon Interchange Subcommittee?
Is that a thing?
That is exactly what I was going to say.
That's still a thing.
In my time, we convened it once. So there may very well be another need to convene the subcommittee, depending on the outcome of our grant application. Mm-hmm. So I think... I don't know if we would be able to, say, disband that mm-hmm. committee at this meeting, but I think it's up to your council because it really only meets as needed.
I've done that before, so I do that again.
All right. I can't do that one because I don't support bracket. So.
Do you need one more or
no it's there's it does we for whatever reason don't have an alternate for that.
Okay, it says two members.
Two. Yeah, okay. You want to be that one? All right, so how's this look in terms of being balanced? Is everybody happy
so far? We still have sure. The energy to do.
I mean, I'm not happy that I'm still in RAC, but I'll stay. Full transparency there.
Traditionally, RAC has been for the newbie.
It's true.
Because it's kind of a hazing.
It's true. It's true.
I'm not a newbie anymore.
Kate?
Well, that would give me a complete Wednesday off, which would be difficult if I'm doing...
I'll do the rack for you.
Aww.
You all member so Guthrie. Thank you
see,
so
look
much.
At the beginning of this new council. So I want to explain what you just brought up, which is the Central Coast Community Energy Policy Board. So I'm currently the alternate, but the reason I'm the alternate is because Arroyo Grande doesn't have a primary seat right now. So Pismo Beach is the primary seat. I'm the alternate for Pismo. That comes up, and we've researched all this and all that in 2024. So it will come up once with this council. In the past, they have required in-person meetings, which are in Monterey. That is not possible for me. But as of right now, I guess the board is looking at changing that policy because lots of people are having that issue. So we may need to revisit this next year or after. If they go to remote meetings, I won't have any conflict, and I'll be able to rotate right in after Pismo. So that's where that one stands. So we'll kind of just... If you're all okay with that, leave it as is, and then see if they come up with a remote option. Mm-hmm. I would imagine they will. They're having all kinds of quorum issues. So, okay, then, yes.
First Wednesday of each month is also slow call.
Don't forget your mic.
I just want to make sure I can agree to something I can't do.
Slow call's at 9, though.
And the other one's in the morning.
For which one? For RAC.
So RAC is in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, this one.
Okay. All right. I'll be okay there.
Mayor Pro Tem Barnidge is the alternate for that, but if you want to, I'm happy to be the alternate for you. If for some reason that day, it's a full day for you.
Councilmember Guthrie.
Okay, well, get them all. Be able to combine trips to the city. Okay.
So who's the IWMA, or who is? What are we focusing on? Is that Jim?
We were just talking about RAC, but IWMA is Jim with me back now.
Okay. The IWMA secretary just emailed me, I saw, and asked if I would be there. I guess it's tomorrow, and I just got the email because I'm the alternate. So are you able to attend that meeting? Yeah, I can't, because they just emailed me like 2 hours ago. So I have a client. I can't come out. I can't go.
That is in the afternoon. Yes, I can go. Yeah, of course I can go. Yes.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll email them back tonight when I get home and tell them that you will be there. Thank you, Jim.
Did they send you a packet at all?
I'll forward it to you if they did.
All right, thank you.
Or I'll tell her if not to send it to you.
Okay.
Okay, I think I have all this written down. I presume you do too, Jessica. You want to check our notes and okay. So
I may need some help on the first part of it since I was dealing with the tech part.
Okay. But go ahead. So for APCD, we have as the primary, we have Kate, and as the alternate, Jim. For the audit committee, it is as is. For Briscoe Halcyon, we have Kate and Jim. For JPIA, as is. For Central Coast Blue, as is. For CCCE, as is. For the city selection, we skipped this one. Usually the mayor pro tem would represent me and would go down the list if I can't make it, because that's one that puts me, it requires the mayor to be the primary. They've started doing these remotely, so that's been helpful. So I've been able to make these, but usually I can't. So typically the mayor pro tem would step in, and then I kind of go down a line if she can't. So everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For the RAC, Jim as primary, Kristen as alternate. For SLOCOG, we have Jim as primary, Lon as alternate. For Five Cities Fire Authority, we have Lon as primary, Kristen as alternate. For HSOC, we have Kristen For IWMA, we have Jim as primary, Karen as alternate. For REACH, we have Jim as primary, Lon as alternate. For the Arroyo Grande Business Meeting for the South County Chambers of Commerce, we have Kate as the not rotational schedule. And for Government Affairs, we have Kate as the primary and Jim as the alternate. For Sand District, as is. For TBID, Lon will be the primary and Kristen will be the alternate. And Visit SoCal in Zone 3 will stay as is. And let that be my motion if the council concurs.
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
Nope.
All right. Can we get a roll call, please?
Mayor Mae Bressam?
Yes.
Councilmember Barnage?
Yes.
Councilmember Sechrest?
Yes.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem? Still? George?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. That takes us to item 13. This is council communications. Any communications that have not already been communicated? All right, then hearing no one, we have no closed sessions tonight, so that takes us to item 15. I want to just say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays to everyone. And don't forget December 21st, Christmas tree lighting and snow. Please be there. It's going to be super cool. And have a great, great season. We'll see you all in January. Thank you.